everyone. I'm Jeff Fry, a retired IBM fellow and CTO of IBM's mainframe platform, and very much a mainframe enthusiast. Today, I'm very pleased to host the I Am a Mainframer conversation series with a conversation with Jeff Reeser, who is a Global Product and Solutions Marketing Manager at SUSE. This conversation is sponsored by the Open Mainframe Project, and as a Linux Foundation collaborative project, the Open Mainframe Project is intended to help create mainframe-focused open-source technical communities, and it's also intended to serve as a focal point for the development and use of enterprise Linux in a mainframe computing environment. The goal of the project is to excite the Linux community around the use of the mainframe and to foster collaboration across the mainframe community to develop and exploit shared Linux tool sets, resources, and services in a mainframe environment. In addition, the project seeks to involve the participation of academic institutions to help in assisting in educational programs and developing mainframe Linux engineers and developers of tomorrow. So, Jeff, thank you for joining. It's a real pleasure to talk to you today.
Sure. Great to be here.
So Jeff, let's in order to get started here, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at SUSE.
Sure. At SUSE, I am responsible for SUSE Linux Enterprise on Z systems and also on Linux One. I'm also responsible for high-performance computing, SLES for real-time, and high availability. So it's a broad range of products that I'm involved in right now at SUSE. I actually retired from IBM 6 years ago. I was at IBM for 30 years, and I was working with SUSE at the time a while ago from the other side. So now I get to be in partnership with IBM and working in the open source arena, which is really exciting for me.
Wow, that's cool. So Jeff, tell us about, you know, give us a little perspective on Linux and the mainframe. You know, why do you think the combination of Linux on an enterprise compute platform like the mainframe is a good thing? And maybe relay some of your experience in supporting Linux on System Z.
Sure. Well, as you know, Jeff, today's business climate around the world is really changing the way we develop, we deploy, and we manage applications and technologies. And that's especially true on the mainframe and in the mainframe environment. There are challenges in managing and controlling the technology. And really, one of the big challenges that we're seeing a lot of today is having to run and manage a mixed set of workloads in the mainframe environment. And those new modern workloads coming in for cloud deployment and management and data analytics especially, it's changing how we need to look at the mainframe and how we need to run these new applications. So there's a big emphasis today, and this is just from talking to the many mainframe Z systems and Linux One customers that we have today. There's a big emphasis on security, cryptography. Big emphasis on the cloud infrastructure and how we build an agile and trusted infrastructure using Linux for Z. There's also a big emphasis, too, since we're talking about Linux, is community. We need certified ISV applications that are basically approved community packages that run in this mainframe environment. And finally, of course, the performance and scalability that we see in the mainframe environment. So all four of these different areas are becoming really, really important to the forefront of what we're trying to do with the customers.
Yeah, that's great. Do you think, Jeff, in your experience with all of this, do you think there's I assume that there's a growing appreciation for the combination of Linux and mainframe, coupling together new modern compute environments and development environments and new tools and standard open and standard-based tooling with kind of the classic strengths of the mainframe. You mentioned security and availability and, you know, the mainframe's crypto capabilities, not to mention the economies of scale that the mainframe brings. Do you think there's a growing appreciation for the value proposition?
I definitely think there is, especially with the advent of the Linux One mainframe boxes, which were became available a couple of years ago, I guess, from IBM. It's really a Linux your way, and we've really... I'm sorry. We really tried to take advantage of that, and make available this infrastructure that, that can handle all of those different workloads.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you mentioned a couple, you know, when I left IBM, we were right in the middle of kind of launching initiatives around, you know, cloud computing and all of the business analytics work that was going on from the mainframe. A couple environments that, you know, Linux and the mainframe, the combination of these things seem, you know, that platform seems extremely well suited for these new workloads.
Yes, it absolutely does. And when we look at what we're trying to do, not only within the operating system itself that we have for Linux, but surrounding the OS for managing the deployment, whether it's analytics or deploying to the cloud, managing and monitoring what happens in the cloud workloads, analyzing the systems, building the images, and especially virtualization is really key, since that's one of the big strengths of running in the mainframe environment is that virtualization.
Yeah, right. And I know that there were efforts to introduce and build on the classic virtualization, the ZVM environment, which I think still is by far the most popular way to run Linux environment on the mainframe, but also the introduction of other, you know, open virtualization technologies as well. You mentioned management. Do you have any insight on the acceptance of virtualization management tools that have arrived on the mainframe, OpenStack-based tooling, et cetera?
Yeah, I do. And we've been working pretty closely with the OpenStack organization. We do have SUSE OpenStack Cloud, which we distribute separate from the operating system. And we've had some initial capabilities that have been introduced back in February of this year within SUSE OpenStack Cloud to support the zSystems environment. Previously, we had come out with support that has managing the ZVM kind of environment from x86 boxes from elsewhere. But now with February, with the new release 7, we can support SUSE OpenStack Cloud and managing that directly within a ZVM, which is really important because it means that you can have everything available within the same mainframe environment. You don't have to go elsewhere to do that management. So,
it's good.
Yeah. From a virtualization aspect, we've been working with IBM pretty closely on other technologies like KVM. So we have a SUSE KVM instance that's available with our SLES operating system. And back in March this year, we had a joint announcement with IBM. They decided to end of life their version of KVM, and they pointed to SUSE's version as being fully supported now within our operating system environment, which is really key for all of our customers that are running in the KVM environment to be able to switch over to SUSE KVM with very, very little effort and have that fully supported by SUSE is really, really important to them.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I had not been aware of that. That's really good news, you know, because, you know, it's one thing to standardize and make more open the platform from, you know, from an operating system standpoint, and development tooling and applications, et cetera. But to standardize on the virtualization and especially the management of the virtualization of the system is also extremely important. And as good as ZVM is, you know, I'm really glad that you know, there's an offering and a choice for a KVM-based open kind of standardized and popular virtualization for the mainframe.
Right.
I'm also assuming that that the implementation of KVM takes advantage of all the great, you know, virtualization that's actually built into the mainframe hardware.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the things also that we've put into the operating system itself, being able to exploit all of the great capabilities that the hardware provides. From a performance and throughput perspective, we have exploitation support for simultaneous multithreading, SMT.
Yeah.
And we have support for SIMD, the single instruction multiple data. So you can process several operands and single instructions, and that helps increase the parallelism, so to speak, for the applications that are being run and the workloads that are being run. We have exploitation support for remote direct memory access and the hypersocket support, so that
Excellent.
You can have multiple LPARs communicating with each other in a very, very fast way. And finally, we have support for the latest crypto, the cryptographic acceleration features that are available in the mainframe. So that's really important for us, and especially with all of the talk about security and fraud detection and the things that are a lot of our banking and finance customers are doing today. It's really important to be able to exploit those features.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's the kind of leverage and integration with the mainframe platform that continues to provide value and so that's great. Jeff, tell us a little bit about your role and involvement in the Open Mainframe Project.
Well, with the Open Mainframe Project, I'm a relative newbie as a representative for the project. What I've been trying to do, and happen to be at an IBM conference right now, but anytime I have the opportunity to raise some awareness of what we're trying to do with OMP, I do that. Had a speaking session yesterday where I talked about the Open Mainframe Project, talked about the community that's involved and the members that are all working together to promote the new kind of workloads that are available on the mainframe, and how to really utilize the mainframe to the best benefit to make it a whole lot more efficient to run that. So that's what I've been trying to do from a raising awareness perspective.
Good. So what do you see as the biggest challenges for the mainframe going forward? You know, we collectively have been, you know, we've got a lot of years on this platform, all of us. And you know, for me personally, I spent 33 years in the platform. And, you know, the great thing about this platform is its ability to adapt and evolve, integrate new technologies while maintaining, of course, compatibility with everything that's come before. And, you know, it just continues to reinvent itself. But there still are challenges in terms of its adoption and its use in a broader market. And, you know, right. Linux is a good way to talk about some of those challenges. What do you see as the biggest challenges moving forward?
Well, the absolute biggest one that I can think of and that I've heard over and over again is how can we best utilize the mainframe to coexist with the distributed world and the cloud world? So the things that we're doing with OpenStack, the things that we're doing with some of the open source communities that deal with a lot of applications that run on Linux, this is really, really important to be able to justify the mainframe environment. We're dealing with a lot of analytics applications that are very transaction intensive, very computational intensive, and what better platform to run it on than the mainframe? But a lot of organizations are dealing with, should we keep the mainframe around and try to make it more efficient for us and handle these non-traditional kind of workloads, or should we go to a different platform? And we're trying to convince everybody that, hey, there is a definite place. There's a corner that where the mainframe fits very well and can manage all these different types of workloads.
Yeah. Is it, I assume it's still true that, you know, some of the economies of scale and the value proposition of the mainframe continue to be, you know, a point of value for it, especially in, you know, one of its strengths is, of course, virtualization, but the other thing is, I think people don't fully sometimes appreciate the I/O capability of the mainframe and its ability to drive sustained I/O rates like no other platform. So mm-hmm. you know, the combination of what's been improved recently dramatically with compute performance and, as you mentioned, the vector processing and SIMD, along with its I/O capability, it's just an extremely well balanced system. And now, as you point out, as we chip away at removing, whatever exposure the mainframe has had in the past as being a very proprietary, kind of specialized environment, as we do Linux and open applications and open management systems and KVM, et cetera, all of that proprietary nature, right? That caused people some anxiety, I assume, about skills and cost, et cetera. All that starts to go away.
I mean, when I was growing up in this business, the mainframe was always looked at as the ultimate closed system, but it's not like that anymore. So emphasis is on the open right now. It's an open way to, for example, we have a customer in India. It's a government customer, but they're opening up their mainframe so that any agencies, any general users, other organizations, other businesses can basically host their applications on that mainframe. So they basically opened up the mainframe so that everyone can take advantage of it, use it. And it's really been great for them, and they have some excellent examples of how they're utilizing the mainframe to their benefit. They're even using it in education scenarios too, for educating new talent that can jump in and help manage Linux on Z as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. You know, my experience basically was that two of the challenges that I think continue to be addressed with the mainframe relative to Linux is, one, the availability of applications in an open environment supported on the mainframe Linux environment, mm-hmm. And the other one was accessibility to the platform.
Right.
And I know that IBM and some of IBM's partners have been addressing both of those challenges quite aggressively.
Yeah, and in fact, we do work with a lot of different partners, and we have a portal site where you can basically search on whatever platform you're interested in. So if you went out and searched for which applications are certified to run on top of the SUSE operating system for Z, for the mainframe, you would come up with over 1,500 different applications from various partners that are certified to run, which is making a huge statement that, yes, there are a lot of applications that are certified in the Z environment that are supported by those partners. And we also have something called Package Hub, which is dealing with the open source communities. And if an open source community builds an application that runs in the Z environment, they can basically build a package, put it out onto our Package Hub, and we make it available as approved applications for SUSE Linux on Z. And we have about 450 applications through Package Hub that are available for Z now. So that says a lot as well, is that the communities are growing for supporting the mainframe environment, and the partnerships of the ecosystem is growing as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Let me, we talked a little bit about the OMP just a moment ago. Let me ask, do you have, what would you hope to see within the community in the future? Is there any direction or any emphasis on projects or activities within the Open Mainframe project that you'd like to see happen?
I think getting the information out there on how customers are using or utilizing the mainframe. We have a number of success stories for how they're making the mainframe environments more efficient, how they're using it for cloud deployment, how you can set up some of these components. And that information is so useful to just make available somehow. It doesn't have to be on the OMP site, but it could be linked to somehow. So some of the conferences, like right now I'm at the IBM Technical University, and we're talking about some of the case studies would be really valuable to have out there.
Yeah, that's really an excellent point, because we didn't talk about that as one of the challenges, but mm-hmm. Sometimes some of the biggest challenge is not at all a technical challenge. It's in this case, awareness, and I wouldn't call it IBM marketing, but case studies and awareness and to make people aware of just how extensive the capabilities are and what the value of this is in their environment. I think the OMP could do a lot in that area, and it would have. I think it would carry with it a certain amount of credibility as kind of an open and third party, not just IBM claiming how great this thing is, but other folks like yourself and others in the OMP that have various interests in the success of this, to be able to vouch for it and be able to articulate its value. That would be terrific.
Yeah, right, Jeff. And I think a lot of the organizations that we talk to are at an inflection point. They're looking, should we renew what we have on the mainframe today? Should we upgrade maybe to a Linux One box? Or should we abandon this entirely? So it comes down to more of a qualitative question than an implementation question. And they have to convince their bosses that this is the right thing to do.
Yep.
So it's really important to have those case studies, to have all of that feedback on how others are, especially in the same industry, how they're utilizing the mainframe.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Well, hey, listen, it's like I said, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you today. And I don't think I have any more questions for you, unless you want to.
Okay.
You want to you want to add something maybe we haven't covered, but if not, I really appreciate the time, and I think this has been extremely valuable.
Well, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate your time as well.
All right. So I guess that'll conclude this call, and you know, we'll see you next time. Thanks again, Jeff.
All right, great. Thanks. Okay.